Okay. Fine. So, now we are recording. Next week we will not have, because it's Hanukkah and people are not back. And Tuesday still probably be Levatella. I don't know. Do we want to try late next week? No, I don't think so. Just give away. That's fine. Okay. So, what? Whatever. Fine. Okay. So today we're going to do the first part of Paskening for Yourself. This is not like last week's Das Torah, which is just split up into two parts. This is actually just two separate topics. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the year, that there's two questions when we ask about can you Paskening for Yourself. One is in terms of qualifications, right? What does it take to be a posek, and mimela, can you pasken for yourself? The second question is nogea. Thank you. I'm glad that people pay attention. Second question is nogea. Is it even if you're qualified, right? You could pasken for the rest of the world. You're the gadol hador. Are you allowed to pasken for yourself? Is there a problem of bias? Okay. So this week we're going to deal with the first question, the questions of qualifications, and the second. And next time in 2 weeks we'll deal with the question of nogea. Okay, so some of this stuff will be familiar to people who were last year when we spoke about varying levels of rabbinic authority. We will chazer some of those points that we're going to redirect focus. So we'll cover some of the same points, but we're really going to try to answer the question of what qualifications it takes for someone to paskin, and specifically to paskin for himself. Okay, so this first we'll give a hakdama to it, which is the same as I gave last year, which is, there are three questions one needs to ask. There are three issues that come up when you're trying to figure out whether you are qualified to paskin ashayla. One is the intrinsic qualifications of the person paskining. Yes? The second one is his proximity to people. Do people remember this? His proximity to people or contexts which forbid him from paskening, such as he's a posek, but his Rebbe Mufak is in the area, right? That's an external limitation. And the third question you have to ask is, what type of question is being asked? To what extent is this question considered a psak, a tzion makom, v'chadama, right? So three questions, right? What qualifications does it take? This is obviously related to the third question, which is, what type of question is actually considered a psak? And the middle question is, are there external concerns that limit you even if you're a qualified posek? So if you look, the main siman that talks about it is in Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Membet and Yehudea, you'll see that all three of these are mentioned. I just brought a few of them. If you look, Sif Aleph, Chayav Adam B'Chod Rav, Avir Asa Yosem Yishol Aviv, right? That's the context. They should have kavod for your Rebbe, and Kol HaCholik Al Rabo, Kol HaCholik Al Ashchina, and Edu Cholik Al Rabo, So what's the case of Cholik al Rabo? If you set up a base medrash in your Rebbe's area, not in your Rebbe's area, right? If you set up a yeshiva to teach without getting permission, Rabo Kayim Alpha Bishumina Cheres, but a specific psak you could argue, Yeshal right of Khan Varshadini Mother Srama. So in this context of having covered for your Rebbe, so Sif Dalet is Asur La'adam Lahoros Lefnei Rabbi La'olam, you can never paskin in front of your Rebbe, V'chalam Moret Lefonav Chayev Misa. And if you do, you're Chayev Misa. And there are more notes that are feeling to this Rishus, Lama Hanik Tavak Slosh Parasas, Imu Rabba Muvak. And even if you have Rishus, which allows you to paskin when your Rebbe is alive, that doesn't help you in front of your Rebbe. Right? So you see very clearly the first type of limitation here is, right, contextual. Right? You, even if you're a qualified posek, even if you have rishus from your Rebbe, if you're actually in his presence, you can't. That's the first type of limitation that you have. Well, really, what I call the second, but that's the first that Shulchan Aruch lists. Then if you skip to Siv Zayin, meaning just continue reading because I cut out everything in between, lo mikri hara ela shemara maisa shabalafanav. A psak is only something where you're answering a shayla about an actual situation that comes to you. Aval shal talmid alach kedvei me yagal omer mashav edaito kevan sheino mora al masav b'shabalafanav. He asked you theoretically, who do you paskin like you're allowed to answer, because that's not a psak. And we already saw this when we dealt with the question of when is psak binding, that it's only binding if someone actually asks you to weigh in on a specific situation, right? Not if it's in the base medrash. So the same is true here. A psak is only something that is novel. And as I noted last year, and this continues to be true, what Shulchan Aruch takes is something which is obvious. I'm sure all of you can paskin on very well. Anos in tam lefkam and shishim. Yes, right, we're all fully capable of paskin these shaylas. Good. Okay. Exactly. I can, but that's because I have shmicha and had to learn your day for a year.
I'll just leave you when I have a question.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Please don't unkosher shaylas. The answer is mutter.
Like, I know. That's
the answer is always, the answer is always mutter, unless they're onions, and then it's not. What?
Is
it
pig
okay? No. What? Some say that everything that's written in, already written down in Svarim, you're allowed to paskin, but you can't rely on your own analytical abilities to initiate a new psak. La Frushe Me Surah Yud Aleph, right, if someone is about to violate an Isser, so then you are allowed to stop him, right, and just read the rest of it, right? It doesn't matter, it's not called a psak, because Makam Shesh Chil Hashem in Chalk and Kapad L'Rav. Right? So, for the first thing Shulchan Aruch dealt with was the contextual Isser. Now the second question is, what is a psak and what's not a psak? What we're going to focus on the shir is going to be Sif Yud Bet, which is Ibn Abbas of Shulchan Talmud Hutzrachu Lo Rav Shalo Lo Yoro Lehem Bimkom Rabo, where Shulchan Aruch paskins that if your family asks you to paskin in front of your rabbi, you still can't paskin for them. We will come back to this in a minute. And then the third issue in Shulchan Aruch is the question of qualifications. Talmud Shalohagi La Ra'o More, a Talmud who is not capable or has not reached the status of paskining any paskins. Hareza Shotev Rasha Vigas Ruach. You're a fool, evil, and arrogant. V'alav Nemar, and it gets worse. Ki Rabim Chalalim Hipila. As the Pasuk says, and we'll get to the Gemara in a moment, that you have felled many corpses. Right? The Gra actually thinks it is at some level an abuzraya of resicha, and there's a whole deal of how to get there. The Rama adds, "V'talmidim aktanim akoptim laharis v'leishav v'rosh." The small students who jump and try to paskin, lizgaluf nem aretz to be right to get honor in front of the amay aretz. Marbim machlokes umachrivim ma'olam umachabin neira shel Torah. They increase machlokes, they destroy the world, and they extinguish the candle of Torah. These are called them shel yarek yushasa yayin. Okay, that's fine. Don't paskin while you're drunk. We discussed that. Those of you who are in Ritarians here. Only Asher. Okay, only Asher. Fine. And the flip side of Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Dalek, Kol Chacham Shegil Ara, V'eino Moreh HaRezim Onei HaTorah, V'nosin Mechshalos Lefnei Rabim, V'lava Nemar, Abatsumim Kol Haruga. Right now, this comes from the Gemara in Sota Daf Chav Beis, also in the parallel Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tesef and Beis. Here you go, Avi. So Rabbi Yami Amar said Talmud Shalogi Laro Mored Yamur Rabbi Avo Amar Avun Amar Av Ma'itach said Ki Rabim Chala Mebila Vatsumim Kol Haruge Ki Rabim Chala Mebila Zed Talmud Chalcham Shalogi Laro Mored Vatsumim Kol Haruge Zed Talmud Chalcham Shalogi Laro Ve'ino Mored. Now again, we noted this a few weeks ago. Why? What message is the Gemara telling you by linking the deriving from the same pasuk the halacha of Talmud she'eino ra'i lahara u'moreh u'mi she'ra'i lahara ve'eino moreh? Why are they linked? What? No, why are they linked? We already said this. Yeah, I mean, they have the same effect, right? If people who aren't qualified to paskin, right, that is disastrous. But if people who are qualified to paskin aren't paskining, so there's a void. Right, so Mamonah, the point is, you want people who are qualified to paskin paskining. Okay? So those are the three main issues. Okay? You can just look, quickly in some of the Hashkafic-y stuff on the question of someone who's just to get the chumrah of this out, right, of how bad is it to paskin when you're not ready for it. So this is also a mission in Avos. Rabbi Shmuel ben Omer, Avachod Achma ben Adin, Parik menu Eva, together, etc. And the last line is about Gas Libo Behara'a, Shota Vigas Ruach. And if you look at the first one, you'll see what that means, right? Gas Libo, Boteach Me'az Lahoros B'Le'yira B'Le'mitinut, right? So Rambam says this is somebody who jumps to paskin without, right? He's too confident. I mean, he has no patience. Rashi says, "Vodam Yisrael kol megis libo." Rashi showed that do not say any adam omed b'hem atchin nichshal b'hem v'zeh shema nichshal b'rasa sharish lokedas v'hem meved b'kach nimtza badoy. Right? If you, this person might not have realized he made a mistake, right, and end up being a liar. He'll found that he said it's false. Inami shote karole shenot al gaiva al davar she'enu shalo sharei tarein shalo. Right, this is a very harif statement of what it means to be someone who's not qualified to paskin. Is, what is Rashi saying? You're a shote because you're arrogant, but you're taking that which is not yours. Vahatora, shalo. It is not yours. If you are not qualified and you try to paskin, you're taking that which is not yours. V'rashahu, and you're evil. Shemara asmo de shalo lishma lamda ela liknos. Right, you're just evil because you learned Torah. Right, not for the right reasons. Right, Rabbi Yona expands on it. Samach the devil chosek asma ben adin shein havech menu. It's the opposite of someone who refuses to judge who can. Kizech chosek asma ben adin tarach levasko b'matanu v'iyun gadol v'davar alav l'tarach. Right, because that's someone who realizes how hard psak is, but doesn't want to do it because it's too much. About gas liba b'arash chosek asma ki yodei lahoras b'din v'lo yita reiza shote. You paskin when you're not qualified, you are an idiot. Nikra shotem, meishu chacham, me'inav. Right, why are you shotem? Because you think you're wise. Ve'ein lecha shtrut gadol mizeh. And there's no greater foolishness. Ki tikva lechzil mimenu. Ki achzil ve'osa averos hu ba'atmeo de'umakir ki laholech v'derach tov. Ve'inu chodru kenu tova. Because a normal Russia realizes what he's doing is wrong. And there's hope for him because maybe he'll do tshuva. But someone who thinks he's wise and he's not, the gas libo behara matikva yeshbo. What hope could there be for him? But now that he thinks he's wise, eis ich yachzer lo kiret lo kimeniach chachma behadaas. Because right now he's never going to leave his path because he thinks that the path of wisdom. The Russia, and he is evil. Aval pish amar shu shote. Even though we said you're also a fool. Ein mechalozo lashon in reichet. Lazeh ochach lomar ki Russia. She'im aysa bo yerushamayim lo haya atz bedvarav kol kach. If you weren't so evil, you would never do this. Yidish yirish hashkogim etzuyu b'nei adam v'karav adavar l'cho adam l'toz. Fine. You just skip to the next one. Rav Matatya Tzeri Shemit Ga'et Lomar Shelo Yiteh. Right? Why are you arrogant? Because you think you're not going to make a mistake. V'atadu matzim dvar mishnah m'shikol hadas k'da amru b'sanhedrin mas asha asu u'mishalim mi'besa. Okay. So, right, what we have here, Shulchan Aruch, three limitations. Right, there's contextual limitations to the question of what type of question is a psak, and then if you're not qualified, you cannot paskin. Right, and I think even without all the mussar that comes from the Peirushim Bergevus, we all could have sort of derived this that if someone's paskining when he's not capable to paskin, this is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Right, you're going to lead to mistake. It's a horrible thing. All right, Rabbi Yonah says you're never going to tshuva because you think you're so wise. Right, you read some article in the, I don't know, the RJJ Journal or Tchumen or whatever, and now you think that you know everything about the topic and you're going to paskin and you don't even know what the terms mean in the article, whatever. Right? There's a bad situation. Okay. How do you guys want to do it? We can do this in two ways. We can either start with the sources that suggest that we should exclude psakim that you give to yourself. We can go directly to that and then come back to the question of what would it mean to be a qualified posek, or we can start with that and then come back. Which one? We have two questions, right, that we still need to deal with. Right? These rules, is posking for yourself unique? right, and has different rules than in general, or what might make more sense to jump right into the question of what would it mean to be qualified to paskin, and then come back to the question of is paskin for herself unique amongst psakim? What? Okay, let's do that first. I have them organized the opposite way in the Makarashi, but that's fine. Okay, so then let's. Well, okay, so let's skip. Go to the third page, okay? Horios. Okay? Yeah. So, what does it mean to be qualified to paskin, right? It's great. You don't want to. We don't want people paskining or not qualified. But what does it mean to be qualified to paskin? So, what does it mean? What do you think?
According to whose standard?
What?
According to whose standard?
What does it mean? If I asked you, the Gemara has the phrase, Higia lehora'ah. If I asked you, what does Higia lehora'ah mean? Good. Whose position is that all the time? Shechter, right? You have to know Kol HaTorah Kula, right? How dare you have a position in Hilchos Brachos if you don't know how to answer a Shaila in Hilchos Shmita? How dare you paskin a Shaila in Hilchos Kashrus if you don't know how to paskin Hilchos Bechoros, right? Now, where does a Shechter get it from? Right? Where does one get that standard from? Well, there's a good place. It might be the Gemara. So let's see, right? Gemara, Horios, the Beis Amud Beis. So the first Mishnah in Horios is talking about what? What is Horios, the first parak, about?
Parlam Dever.
You're both right, yes. Bezin makes a mistake, brings Parlam Dever Shal Tzibor, and the Gemara brings an exception. We saw this in Lo Tassor. Right? One case where someone will have to bring an independent karban is, if he is a... No. Right? When will you have to bring your own karban? Right, you will neither be amazed nor will you be a shogig along with the nation if you are a. But yeah, tamachi gila hora. And that's we have that phrase, right? So that's what the Gemara is building on. Rabbi Yada Achman Shatao O Talmud Vira ila hora. So the Gemara says, well, Tarti Lamali. What does that mean? Right? Why do you say, right, Talmud ila hora? So I'm Rabbi Itzrich. I might have thought you need someone who's both gamir visavir. So what's gamir visavir?
Knows a lot and thinks well.
Good. You know the material, you know how to use it. Right? So I'm really a bai. What do you mean? You don't need that. Lehora gamir visavir. If you are a posek, you are gamir visavir. That's how it is. Amrlei on a hachigemna im ayav amina hanimili gamir v'saver al gamir v'lo saver lo tanaroy lo harar amimishni yisera afilu gamir v'lo saver saver v'lo gamir. So the Gemara says that for that context, right, for this particular context, on certain circumstances, gamir v'lo saver saver v'lo gamir is qualifications. But what is the right? The Gemara tells you two things. One is that the general qualifications for psak is. Gamir v'savir, right? You know information, you know how to use it. For some certain circumstances, you're a Talmud, you're, you know, on your way, if you're gamir v'lo savir, savir v'lo gamir. Okay? We still don't know what that means, right? Rashi says, gamir lamar davar savir, mevin davar mitoch davar. Fine. Now what, how much information and how qualified do you have to be a full gamir v'savir? Right? What would it mean for someone to be a full gamir v'savir? So, in the Gemara Horios, it's pretty straightforward, right? Gamir v'savir for what? Who are we talking about? Someone who's ready to be, to paskin where? What case? In what context can the person paskin in Horios? What are we talking about? Thank you, Sanhedrin HaGadol Yoshi Rishalayim. So what is the qualifications? So let's read some Rambams. You have to be smart, and right, you need to understand things. Know a lot of Torah. Yodim ktsas mishar chachmos, and you need to know other things. Could go in refuos, v'cheshbon, v'tkufos, v'mazalos, v'tsignitas, v'darak ha'monim, v'akosim, v'machashrim, v'havlei v'dezara, v'chayot, v'elu. Right, you also need all these other wisdoms, astrology and astronomy, and you need to understand magic and that the stupidity of v'dezara, so that you can judge it. Right, that may be unique to being on the court, but we'll just get the basic idea. Kedishu yodim ladin osam, so you know to judge. V'meinu Sanhedrin al kohanim lim v'Yisrael miuchasam arim lasi lakuna. Right, Sanhedrin has its own qualifications of yichos. Fine. Next halacha. Kol Sanhedrin, O Melech, O Rosh Golash, Amidol and Israel, Dayan Sheino Hagun. Now this is one of the very Harif Rambam. Okay. Right, any Sanhedrin or Melech who appointed a Dayan who is not proper. Even if the person that you appointed is a really nice guy, and he has other good things going for him, so you violate an Yisrael D'oraisa by having put him in a position of authority. Etc. Okay? Right, so he notes that this bar of Chachma, whatever the bar of Chachma is, you'd better meet it. Right? I don't care if you're nice, I don't care if you're good pastorally, I don't care if you're good at anything else, I don't care how good a speaker you are, I don't care how good an organizer you are in shul, I don't care how good you are with the youth, right? Those are wonderful things. Stay away from psak, and if someone appoints you to a position of psak, he violates an iser d'oraisa. Okay? Right? The Rambam is not happy. Okay? Rambam now says something very striking. Okay? Perek Dalet of Hilchot Sanhedrin, where he talks about smicha. Smicha is the basic qualification you need to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Traditionally it was good. Now let's listen to the qualifications that he says. And now you'll see where Shechter gets it from. You can give someone partial smicha. So you would jump in and say, oh, partial smicha, that means we recognize you don't have to know kol ha-tor kula, right? You just need expertise. No. You can only get specific rishus to paskin if you know kol ha-tor kula. Ketzat. Meaning what? Ketzat chacham mufla she-roi la-horus la-kol ha-tor kula yeish la-bezin lismocho so-velitin l-rishus la-dun v'la-l-horus b'sir-v'heter. If you know kol ha-tor kula and you could paskin anything, so then, Sanhedrin can give you the right to paskin in certain areas. But only if you know kol hatara kula. Why is this the case? So, this was, I believe, the first, maybe second share I heard from Rosenzweig when I was in high school. He gave a guest share of the Five Towns. And he said very simply, because psak is about more than spitting back information, right? Especially psak, which, as we've seen, is generally defined as what's psak, as opposed to tzion makom. What defines psak?
Finding.
I mean, yes, that's true. But what type of question is considered a psak and not a tzion makom? Right? What has to be right? It has to be novel. It has to require, right, that it's not, I opened the Mishnah Berurah and the answer was there. It had to be, I needed to deduce something, or induce something, or infer something, or something. I needed to be a mevin. I needed to be not just a savir, but a gamir. Right, if I'm just a savir, right, that's very nice. Right? What? Other way around. I can't just be a gamir, I need to be a savir. So he said, well, the person who is a musmach, right, which is a chalos, right? He's a musmach. It really is a chalos in this particular case. I mean, it is a chalos, right? It's a chalos, right? Achshav karen lo rebi, ish mi pi ish, right? Karen lo Elohim, right? There's a chalos here. And if ever there was a reason to use the word chalos, it's here, right? What is a musmach? It's someone who has, right? I'll give you an example, okay? Your family, right? If I want to know what you want, you know, what you, I don't know, want for your birthday or whatever, right? I don't know you that well, so if you tell me, I know. That's great, right? Someone who's very close to you, your family member, right? Your family expects you to be able to figure it out, to be able to intuit it, because the better you know something, the more you're able to figure things out that are not explicit. So the same thing's true of a musmach. When you know kol ha-tarakula, right, you're able to intuit something about the system as a whole. Right, it's not that. Right, let's say, right, I share music taste with you. This is unlikely, but let's say I did. Right, and I know everything that you want about music. right? So for your birthday, I get you, you know, whatever. I don't know what I get you. Get something that relates to music. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Right. But I don't know you outside of the context of music. So I don't know that you don't like music for your birthday. Right. You like, I don't know. You want a car. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. I don't know. Right. You have the music. You want something to drive around while you're listening to it. Whatever. What? Ruben wants donuts. I understand. That I do understand. Right? I can know every detail in one area, right? I can be an expert in your taste in music, but if I don't know your whole personality, I still don't know what to get you because, right? Right? Here I need to know something from a different home, right? I need to know your inclinations about birthday presents and not just your taste in music. This, again, the same is true of Musmat, right? Rav Shechner's formulation is very good, which is, really, 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 a musmach, this is what the Rambam says, shouldn't be able to paskin a chas kasher if he doesn't know halachos becharos. Because, one second, right, Rav Aaron was asked, for example, about yotzer halacha. Right, and Rav Aaron said, look, he's supportive of yotzer halacha, he's always been supportive of yotzer halacha, but he did know that there are some, they are trained very well in halachos nida. But sometimes a nida shayla is not a nida shayla, it's a Svek Sveka Chazaka Kavua Shaila, which all of you know is very straightforward, right?
Yes.
So, exactly, right? That, you don't get trained just by learning, even if you learn all the Simanim and Alas Nida, right? You learn from Kuf Pei Gimel till wherever you want to end it, right? If you want to close Mikvahs, you don't want to include Mikvahs, you want to end with Bracha and Simin Reis, you want to end with Mikvah later on, whatever you want, right? Svek Sveka is in Simin. Kuf Yod and Kuf Yod Aleph, right? Primarily, I mean, other places also, but that's where the Klali Sveik of the Shachar, V'chulei, right? You're not going to, right? So he said, even if you're going to be Moda, that it's a good thing to have people who are trained in Nida, just remember that not every Nida Shaila is really a Nida Shaila. Sometimes a Nida Shaila is a Sveik Sveik of Shaila, it's a Kavua Shaila. And then you need someone who's qualified in that, right? This is not a statement about men, women, whatever. It's just a statement about people who are locally trained. True of most rabbis, right? Okay, so you learned your day, you know, you learned Yisra B'Hadra, you learned Avelos, and you learned whatever, but, you know, you don't know Svek Sveka that well, right? You spent one day on Svek Sveka, you know, one week on Svek Sveka, or winter break on Svek Sveka, whatever, right? I remember that's what Roy Weider did this year. He spent winter break on Svek Sveka. I'm sure Roy Weider could pass on Svek Sveka. Shilas, I doubt it. Most people in this year could pass on Svek Sveka, Shilas. Whatever. Yes?
That explains why you need to know everything, but once you know everything, why would you not have it? Why would you only be given permission for certain areas?
Okay. So, now you highlight... First, let's ground the Rambam's position, then we'll come back to your question in 1 minute, okay? Kesem Mishnah doesn't understand what's going on. He says, what are you talking about? Right? Where did you get this notion from? Right? The response was, by the Lechem Mishnah, it's very simple, he got it straight from Yerushalmi. Right?
Oh.
And you look at the Yerushalmi, two sources of downs, ma'al limnot zkenim ledvar miyachidim, right, can you appoint dayanim for specific things, nishmen ha'da, ra'am anida rebi lahatir nidarm l'ros ksamim damach, etc. He allowed him to do that, and you just skip down, and he says, but, v'hu sheroid l'chol advarim, but you need to be able to pass on everything, right, so this is not the Rambam's invention, this is straight from the Yerushalmi. Okay, now, why would you say something like this? Good question. Well, and this starts what?
Isn't there a Gemara about that?
What?
Isn't there a Gemara about that?
What do you mean? Hey, we're getting to that in 1 minute. We're getting to 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. Why would you say such a thing? Good question. Well, you tell me. Why would you say such a thing? Misvara, why would you say something such a thing? Why would you say it's possible?
To have only permission for certain areas.
Yeah.
Somebody else has more expertise in that area.
So, the Rambam is talking specifically about what case? He's talking about a Sanhedrin. So, and a Sanhedrin makes a lot of sense. Because remember, right, we talked about two things that limit you in terms of paskening. One is what you know, and the second thing is context, is right, Rishus. Specifically Sanhedrin, right? The status of smicha is about what? It's not just about knowledge. How do I know? Yeah, exactly. You don't get it just because you know the knowledge. Someone has to tell you, has to give you smicha, right? Smicha really is on the Sanhedrin. It's clearly authority based, right? You have a transmitted misora. It doesn't matter how much you know, all right? So the Rambam in context actually makes a lot of sense, which is, okay, I understand that to get smicha, you need to know everything. But look, Sanhedrin has the right to make whatever cheshbonos they want, right? What? No, that's not crazy, right? I know everything, but I'm not the world expert on it, right? Or, look, you know, I don't know, someone is a huge Talmud Chacham, but he himself was involved in a messy divorce, so they don't want him to be involved in Gittin, right? It's just like, it's better to keep him away. You know, you can come up with it, Svaras, right? Or, you know, he knows everything, but, you know, he's a little bit naive, so you don't want him to be involved in criminal cases where people are lying, but like, you know, straightforward, you know, you let him poskin in straightforward, like, whatever, I mean, nothing is straightforward, but, what? You'll let him poskin in basic arbitration cases. Whatever, you can come up with svaras. But there are reasons why you'd limit it, even if someone is mentally capable. Oh, poskin, you want to keep, whatever, right? We can come up with all types of svaras. But what the Rambam doesn't actually directly say, and this is why I'm cheating a little bit, right, is that Rav Shechter's formulation, right, which is taken basically, I haven't asked him, but I assume this is where he got it from. I think, looking at this Rambam, I'm pretty sure this is where he got it from, yes. I'm assuming this is where he got it from, right? That's primarily talking about Sanhedrin. Now, it's true, right, that is a good indication, klali, about what you would need to paskin. But it's not going to be identical, because you're right that, right, Bezdin is a little bit more formal than just stam paskining, and one could really ask, right, why would this be the case? Now, happens to be in the era of the Sanhedrin, right, the Bezdin wasn't just paskining cases, right, that came before it, right, they were also, Sanhedrin and Gadol Yoshev Yerushalayim is Mehem Yotzei Torah Kol Yisrael, so even non-Bezdin cases, in a world where there is a Sanhedrin, it makes a lot of sense, because, right, when there is a centralized authority in that sense, there's fundamentally something more to psak than pure qualifications, and that is reshus, right? So it makes a lot of sense. What we're going to have to figure out is whether this is true now, when we don't have that authority, and that's really going to be the struggle, okay? So first, let's finish off the sources about Sanhedrin, and this is what Reuben was talking about. Let's look at the parallel in the Bavli to this Yerushalmi. So this is the beginning of Sanhedrin. Daf. Hey, Amud Aleph through Amud Beis. Amarav. Hai man de boy. Lemei dan dina. Someone who wants to judge. Vitami by the miftara. Right? This is halacha. That if you are not qualified to judge a case and you judge and make a mistake, you have to pay. If you are qualified to judge, you don't have to. As long as it's talus b'shikol hadas and not talus b'dvar mishnah. So what do you have to do? Lishkol reshus l'mibbe reish kalus. So you have to ask reshus. And now, we are now going to find the famous lashonos that are the basis for our smicha. Before we get to it, what do we call normal smicha? Colloquially, what is smicha called?
Smicha.
Well, no, actually, it's not.
Yore,
yore. Yore, yore. Right? And if you want to be a dayan, it's called?
Yadin
yadin. Yadin yadin. Now, where does that come from? It is, in fact, not double. It is a question and answer. As it is here, my rishus. So what is rishus? Kevi nachas rabba barchana lebavel. Amar leir chila rebi. Ben achi yore lebavel. My nephew is going to Babel. Yore, is he allowed to paskin? Yore, yeah, he can paskin. Yadin, can he judge dini mamonos? Yadin, yatir becharos, can he be matir becharos?
No.
Yatir, no. First you have yatir. First you have someone who does. We'll get to that. Now, the best moment, by the way, one of my favorite all-time moments in rabbinic insults is this. People know this is this very long tshuva of the Rivash and Shin Sadi Dalet, which he starts with endless insults against the guy. He just heaps it on like crazy, and towards the end, he's like im yore yore im yadin yadin yatir isurin al yatir. And I'm like, a very nice pun, but only someone who understands Sanhedrin daf hey. Don't worry. Before that, he's much more harif. He just insults him just straight. You know, Shegit and Akoifer, and you insulted Rabbeinu Tam, and you tried to send Rabbeinu Tam to hell, and Rashi, that's what he says, Ratzita l'shloch l'azazel shnei g'dolei olam umiyu Yaakov ishtam oker oker harim zebazeh betochnan besvarav Rashi moragola whatever.
Who's he talking about?
Some guy who said you're allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. Whatever. I don't know why I disolicited that response. I really don't know. It's endless. You don't believe me. So people have Bar Ilan get opened up. Shin Sadi Dali. Anyways. What? Yeah, that is a famous trip of the Rivash.
In the beginning, I had no idea what was going on.
It's an insult. That's not a question. That's an insult. That is an endless... And you have it open in Bar Ilan? Let's see. What? You'll see. Right, okay, anyways. So then, in the meantime, I'll continue. Right, then we get the next person giving Nachas Rav Lebavel Amalei Reb Chiel Rebbe. And I'll let Ruvain fill in. Ben Achasi Yor Lebavel. Yoreh. Yadin.
Yadir
Becharos.
Al Yatir.
Good. Don't paskin. Yadir Becharos. Al Yatir. My Taima. Why not? So the Gemara says, Elim, Misham Delo Chakim. If you're going to say he's not smart enough. Hakam Rina De Chakim Duba. He was very smart. Because he wasn't a baki in mumen, right? He was a tam chacham, but he didn't know the betzios. Whereas now they can't be it. Rama Rav Shmona Asher Chadashim Gidalti Toroa Behema Leida is a mum kavua is a mum over. El Chalek Lo Kavod Lo Rav Barachana. Rather, he wanted to leave kavod to Rav Barachana, right? So he didn't give Rav the ability to pasken everything. They as Nimishem Agufe the Rav Bekiya Bumut Tvei V'Sharim Mumid Lo Yadi Entry Rav Mekiya Gavn the Shar the Rav Vazlamishem Mum Over. Alternatively, he was too much of an expert, so he would end up being matir things that people thought was usher, and that would be bad, right? Because in general, we don't like people doing that. So Gemara says Yoreh Yoreh Igamir. If he knows Torah, Roshosa Lama Lig the Mishkal, why does he need permission? So Gemara says, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. Because there was a story, Ditanya Pam Achaz Halach Rebbe Lamakam Echad, Virab and Adam Shemagam is the same to Tumah, Amr Lehem, and Nehemat and Magam is the same to Tumah, on the Taman Echad Balakan, the Horalan of Mebet Sam and Machirin, etc. Who may bait him Darshlo? Because there was a story of someone, of people who end up making a mistake because the posek was actually right, but they'd heard bitzayim and he had said bitzim. Okay, and then or you just skip down. Gemara says tanabo so shah gazu tamad al yara elam kin notzel rishos mirabo. So here, what does the Gemara actually say? Right now, we've moved from Sanhedrin to Psak. So some people try to be miyashiv of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli, what do you get the feeling exists? Right? That what do you need fundamentally to paskin? Fundamentally, all you need is knowledge. All you need is the ability to paskin. Why do you need rishus? Technicality. Right? Because not everyone who's capable of paskining in theory is capable of communicating. Right? There are problems, so you need somebody to give you rishus. But fundamentally, the Gemara seems to think that what do you need to paskin? Right? Ability. Now, the Gemara, but there's still the Gemara, and the Gemara does seem to understand that there is a ability to give you partial smicha. Now, it's still not clear, right? Some people say that the Bavli is arguing with the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam is right against the Bavli, that in fact the Yerushalmi thinks you need everything, but the Bavli gives no indication. Other people say, no, the Gemara never said you don't need to know everything, right? The Gemara, in fact, said he was a Chacham Tvei, just technical reasons, right? So the Bavli is open, right? But it does seem to me the Gemara is already, the Bavli is already moving direction that all you really need to paskin is knowledge, and even is open to the possibility that someone's not baki in mumin, right? I mean, the Gemara didn't say, oh, you could, you know, he's not a baki in mumin. The Gemara rejected the fact he wasn't baki in mumin because he, in fact, was a baki in mumin, but it didn't sound like a fundamental claim, like, oh, if he wasn't a baki in mumin, how could it be a posek, right? So it's not clear, right? The Bavli, there are indications you could Mimiashi with Yerushalmi, but it might be the Bavli's moving away from it and is already saying that, no, you could have specialties, yeah. This is talking, yes, but what was there? You're right. Now, we're already talking about a case that there isn't smicha, but what is there? Right there, but there is still centralized authority. Right, so that's another important point here, is that we've moved away from Sanhedrin proper, but we still have a centralized authority, right? And as the Gemara notes here, contextually, right, that may create limitations, but what we still don't know is when there's no centralized authority, right? So you still have, you know, issues of rishus from your Rebbe, the Chadomeh, right? But fundamentally, Psak seems to come down to qualifications. Okay. You find it, Yair? Okay, that's okay. You can go look later at all the insults. Okay. So now, but look at the Tosas Rush. Okay, next source. Igamir Rishus Alamali. So what does he comment on Igamir Rishus Alamali? Right. If you know Torah, why do you need Rishus? He says Ha Deloman Mishani Rishus Amahani Linyan Lemiftar. So why don't you just say that Rishus is enough to make you putter? Meaning, if you make it talos b'shikol adas, when you're judging dini mamanos, because look, I'm on berg yechad dini mamanos. No rishus la miftar beser v'etter. When you're at the imishim liftar grida lo havitzar echle mishal rishus betarte behora uvedin v'chad minayusagi kol davar shemeschayev l'shalim. That's all you needed. It would be enough to get local psak v'loni hira. That's not true. Sheish adam baki bedinin v'lo beharos, because there are people who no dina mamadus, but don't know his rabbiter. Oh, behafach lekach tzarach lito rishus al hakol, and that's why you need rishus for everything. Amar la'el v'yumishum d'lopikia, etc. How does he read this gemara as an affirmation of what?
Partial,
right? Against the Rambam, that you, and he really does think that the Bavli asserts that all you need is qualification, even local qualification. You don't need to know Kol Torah Kula, right? Maybe you do to be right on the Sanhedrin Agalo Yerushalayim, but pure psak comes down to knowledge. The Rush, right? The Rush. Okay. If you look at Shira and David, I think he's generally right. I think that even though we say that, I won't read it inside, but I think even though we say that the Netilas Rishus is needed because of the Maaseh Shaya, right? Obviously that's a function of Kavod HaRav. It's not like an arbitrary Gzeira, right? Meaning they are related. There are two reasons you need Netilas Rishus. One is Kavod HaRav, and the second is Maaseh Shaya, and it's just like the notion exists. It's just that we enforced it because of the Maaseh Shaya. You can read it inside. I mean, I don't think that it exists in a vacuum, okay? Fine. So we have so far is that the Rambam, right, Sanhedrin HaGadol Yoshev Yerushalayim, you seem to be, that everyone pretty much agrees, fine, you need to know everything. That makes sense, right? Supreme Court judge, I get, right? We're okay with that. Supreme Court judge really needs to know the law. Yeah, I mean. But Paskening in general, so the Rambam thinks anybody who's going to be a Musmach really needs to know Kol HaTorah Kula to Paskin anything, presumably because you need a certain level of intuition. But already the Bavli doesn't sound that way, and the Rashi explicitly doesn't think that, right? He thinks you can have local expertise. Once you're talking a level of local expertise, what does that mean? What do you think Psak is fundamentally about, usually? Right, with the exception of maybe the case of Sanhedrin HaGadol. Knowledge, right? The ability to Bavli, right? It's not. Yes, I mean, Rav Aaron is totally right. Right? If you get a Nidashadla that is a Sveksveka Kavusha, right? And I remember, right, Wieder once came over to me so excited that, you know, Ziering, I just got a Sveksveka Kavua Chaticha Haruya Lehiskabe Chayla. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me, right? Who gets that? And he had a case where one of his Talmidim shechted 10 chickens and 7 of them were fine and 3 of them were trefos. And then he took 5 and gave his friend 2 and his friend got home and there were 3 and he'd already plucked off taken off the feathers, and according to the Raj, the Chaticha Rulay Escape, a nightmare, right? What? I mean, it does, apparently it does.
Maybe you did just so we'd be so happy.
What?
Maybe you did that just so we could
ask you. No, it really did check, whatever. These things happen. Oh, they do.
Well, I don't even recognize half those principles.
Half?
You're not Russian,
you know. It's fine. Anyway, this was wonderful.
So
a shayla like that in a chanami, but like a straightforward shayla, like, you know, the shayla I once got, which actually Ora got, and then I remember discussing it, and I told Ray Willig about this shayla, and he's like, I've never gotten this shayla in my entire life, because it's actually befer sif and shulchan aruch that never happens in Yerideya, and it was actually usher, right? Whereas, but it was straightforward. It was somebody took a spatula and stirred a meat pot a la ish, and then while it was still benyomo, stirred a dairy omelet in a small frying pan with cheese, right? It was like everything that could possibly go wrong, and it was obvious everything was trade, right? You have to throw it out. But that I can paskin too. It's befer sif and shulchan aruch, a big deal. right? So there are shilas and there are shilas. But what you do get is a level of, right, a feeling of fluidity here, right? Now, let me further prove this point, okay? Because, and it took me a long time to figure out how to prove this. Because my intuition, if you ask me, and now I'll prove the intuition, is that barring the case of Sanhedrin, Agadah, and Yerushalayim, and I made this argument last year, there is a sliding scale. The more complicated a shaila, the more of a posuk you have to be. The less complicated a shaila, the less you have to be. Right? That's my intuition. The rush goes in that direction, but doesn't prove it. So let me try to prove it. Okay? So first is the smak. The smak, as we noted, is the only rishon to have a mitzvah to paskin. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. Lehoros. Mitzvah kufin av. Lehoros. You have to paskin. Dechzev lehoros has been Israel. Mitzvah ladim lashiv l'shoel davar v'hora. Im yodeya afil lohik yeh lehora. And who does he say the mitzvah is on? Anyone knows the answer, even if he's not? Higiel hara. So what does the smag tell you very clearly? He thinks that there are two things. One is this thing called hara, and there I assume he means someone who knows kolatar kula v'chadoma v'chadoma. And there are most shailas which come down to not knowing kolatar kula, but knowing the area you're talking about. You know, I meant to give you this, but I forgot to put it on. A very famous shita, mitzvah kufin and ben mechinuch. Asher, you were in shir for it. The chinuch in the context of paskening drunk at the end says, who does the mitzvah apply to?
Everyone.
Men or women who are capable of paskening. Now, there what does he clearly not mean when he's talking about women who are capable of paskening? Someone who is royal leishuv Sanhedrin, because they are not royal leishuv Sanhedrin. So it's clear he, right, again, has that notion that if somebody knows the answer, that's called hara'ah. Continuing, this is a very famous tshuva in the Rimigash, tshuva kuf yadalad. Question like this: Sheila, my yomar adoneinu beish shelo kara meolam halacha imra v'ne yodei derech halacha v'lo peirusha v'lo kriyasa el shura harbe mitshuvas agonim zav sifrei adinim. You have one guy who doesn't know Gemara, but he's a baki in tshuvas agonim, which is essentially what, if I translated this shaila to bisman hazeh, what would tshuvas agonim be? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Shulchan, you know, the English art school books, whatever. I mean, he knows the... I'm not saying that Tanakh, Rabbi Forrest Anida, really, if you knew that, you could paskin most Nida Shais. I mean that, right? The Kitzur Svarim, right? You really can't get... You can't get it wrong with Kula, right? It's very hard for the Kitzur Svarim to ever get things wrong with Kula. Al-Khumra, fine. Like, that's very easy, right? But it's very hard. The Kitzur Svarim are pretty good if you get the right ones, right? Yeah. Right, you open a Bishmir Shabbos Kel Chazal, whatever, it's very hard to get it totally off base. Right. I know the problems, right? They're copied wrong, there's not an exact parallel to the case you're talking about, whatever. Next line, Vim Isha Ikra Yidiaso Bachuvos, Eil Vaino, maybe that Sedek, Mayhem, Mibilti at Sedek, and Yuchal Horos, Binion Echad, when you echo the Yisuka Dinbo, Efshalio Shosa, Shaharim, and Ukvar Chazar, Bohamoreba. Right, is he allowed to paskin? Because look, maybe the Posef changed his mind. He doesn't know. Mishano Maven Ikra Din, Lumakom Yatam and Atamud, Imum Botal Horos, Olora, Im, where Lismahala, Bishum Dover, Befrat, Imu Bilti Yere Shamayim, and can you rely on if he's not Rea Shamayim, the Hidola Birishio, Rabot. And people have said that he's done many evil things. So I'm not going to read you the whole tshuva. On the second question, he says this person is not right at the paskin because you just told me he's a Russia. Right? That's pretty straightforward. Okay, he's a Russia. Don't listen to him. But in terms of the first question, he says tshuva. Dasha isha zeh ra yoser lahati lo lahoros man hashem rabim kavu atzam lo ra bismaninu zeh v'rubam ein bem afil echad mishnei dvarim elu ritzoni lomar avonis halacha v'midal dasagonim zal. This person, in terms of his knowledge, is better than most people who are actually paskinim because at least he knows Shulchan Aruch, essentially, right? At least he knows the basics, right? He knows how people have paskin, and it's really hard to go wrong when you know that, right? It's easier to go wrong if you know half of Shas Gemara, but you've never opened the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, you know, Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan, whatever, than it is to have read all of Shulchan Aruch, right? It's going to be hard to go wrong. Right? Those people who paskin themselves straight out of the Gemara, Those are the people you should stop. Because no one is that great that he doesn't need to look at precedent. And someone who passes from the Gonim, even if he doesn't know the Gemara, who Yoser Hagun Meshumach Yoser Shchoshev Yodei B'Talmud V'Somech Al Atzmo, then someone who goes from the Gemara and thinks he's relying on himself, Shu Afal Pi Shu Mora Misvara, even though he's passing at some level from Svara, Bilti Amitot Meirayat Gonim, right? And they're not the greatest logic. Even if he doesn't totally understand it. He's passing like the Gonim did, right? You may not understand everything in Shulchan Aruch, but if you just follow a case in Shulchan Aruch, it's very unlikely you're going to get it wrong. Right? So this is Raya 2, where the Rimi Gash saying, look, at some level, the best people, right, for most cases at least, right, the best people to Paskin are the people who like, okay, so there you have a basic Bekiyas, or a good Bekiyas in Shulchan Aruch and Nefsikalim, and like, okay, so they don't know all of Shas, Baal Peh, the Rishonim, and they can't intuit everything from the Gemara. But like, you know, that's a dangerous thing, and you know, it's a safer way of passing from precedent. So again, what do you see from the Rimi Gash? That he recognizes a certain level of fluidity, right? That most shaylas can be paskin without being a Talmud Chacham who knows Shas and Poskim Kol. The third raya, which we spent a lot of time on last year, is the Pischei Tshuva. Where the Pischei Tshuva says, Kol Chacham Ayin Barasha Desota Shekasov The Marsha says you're not allowed to paskin straight from Shulchan Aruch because you don't understand what you're paskinning about. And he answers no. And he says, "V'esher daku is manah rav marsha." Maybe there's only time in the marsha shloid ayn shum chibur al shachon arach. That was when there was no nosei kelim. Aval aydna shenis chabru atazur shachem amagin avramu sharei achronim v'chol din v'vora tam b'mkomo shaper dami lahorim dok shachon arach v'achronim. Now that even if you're just in a shachon arach, you'll have a basic grasp of the reasons also, right? Because shachon arach is really, really kitzur safer. But once you have the magin avram and the taz and the shach and the taz and the piskei tshuva and the chelkas mecholkik and the beis shmuel and you know, Be'er Hagra, whatever, you also have the reason, so now I think you can paskin. Now, I don't want to reread it, but I gave it to you. You can read it. It's in English, right? If you remember from last year, the big machlokes between, right, Reb Shechter and Reb Katz and Reb Klapper, we talked about all this, right? That Reb Shechter said last year, if you want to paskin anything, you need to know Kol Hadar Kula. And Reb Katz was medayik from this, that, oh, you see, all you need to do is be able to open up Shulchan Aruch. Reb Klapper said the obvious point, which is, what Reb Shechter probably meant, and what he means, even though he says it all the time, that you have to know Kol Derech, he doesn't mean it. He doesn't think that your average rabbi cannot paskin a basic buzzer with Kol Shalom. He means a psak, right? Ho-ra'ah. But there's a sliding scale that's intuitive, and that's basically what the Pischei Tshuva is telling you, right? That, look, for most things, all you need to do is be able to read Shulchan Aruch when there's a kelim, and you'll get it right. Straight Shulchan Aruch, fine, you can't, because you don't even know the reasons. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, and you look at Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, and you have a basic idea of what the reason is, you'll probably get it right. Okay? So, we started with the very, very expansive notion of Psak. But I think that the Derech HaMelech is to say that that's for big shailas, right? If we want to say that's for the Sanhedrin Agadol Yoshev Yerushalayim, and what we would parallel that to Bizman HaZeh, and this is, I think, where really Reb Shechter is coming in, and I totally agree with him, is that a shaila which affects everybody, which is a really complicated shaila, and it affects the community, so that you give over to the people who know Kol HaTorah Kulo, right? You need the people, what? Well, and that was the issue last year, but you give over to leaders, to people who really have a grasp on the system as a whole. But small shaylas, it's a sliding scale, right? You need to be qualified. You need to know you're qualified. Remember all the mussar at the beginning, right? If you think you're qualified and you're not, right, that's a big problem. You have to be honest with yourself. And you should at some point ask, right, when I started poskening basic shaylas, I mean, when people started asking me, so I asked my rebbein, you know, can I posken this type of shayla? He said, yes, this type of shayla you can posken. Because, like, whatever, I know basic Yeridah, I know basic, you know, Hilchos Shabbos, right? I don't posken. You know, I remember once someone called me to find a rebbein on a life and death shayla, right? This I don't, right? This, right? Logosly, right? That would be really gosly v'bara if someone calls you and you're 20, you know, to posken on a pulling the plug shayla. You know, it's not happening. And this was like an hour before Shabbos, and I called Ray Willick, and I was like, oh, let him call me, I'll be, you know, like, he was totally calm, because he gets this all the time, right? That's the difference between, well, Ray Willick and most people, but Kavachomer, Ray Willick and me. Okay, so that's point two, is that what does it mean to be qualified to paskin? So I think what it means, and I'm not going to give you a hard and fast rules, it means you know enough and you understand enough to paskin the shaila you're talking about. And again, if it's a global shaila, it's a really complicated shaila, it has questions of, it has meta questions involved, right? The partnership minion question, right? One of the reasons that it has meta questions is because it relates to questions of what this is going to do and authority in general, right? Those are meta questions, right? Which you need a sense about the system for, right? We can argue, I don't want to get into that argument. I'm just pointing out, right? The reason that was a big question, even if, Saka calls about a derabanan and, whatever, right? Is because it touches on communal questions, right? The svek sveka kavua, is not going to change the world. But on the other hand, right, it relates to fundamental principles about halacha, which are really, really complicated. But a basic kashrut shaila, you can paskin yourself, right? And the more you know, the more you can paskin. And this is, by the way, also my mesorah from Reb Lichtenstein, right? That is what Reb Lichtenstein says. As you learn more and understand, so gives you a lot of paskin on basic issues that you know the halacha, right? What time is it?
15 minutes.
Okay. So now let's go through the third question. So the third question is, all of this is true in Psak in general. But generally when we're talking about Psak to other people. What about Paskin of yourself? Does this change the equation? So here, turn back. So the Gemara in Erevin. Right, this is again the first page. Right, Gemara in Erevin. Ravina Sakina mi Bavel. The whole question about paskining on a knife. So normally you're supposed to show the knife to the right, shechita knife to the Talmud Chacham, and if you just skip to the third line, but a Talmud Chacham can show it to himself. Ravina, right, meaning for if he's shechting, he doesn't need to ask somebody else. Ravina ikla l'mechosa, ashmi zilin zakina v'kama chavilei. Amalei zil amti l'Rava. She said, bring it to Rava. Amalei lo sovra ma'ar. Amar Rava tzurim rabban chazal nafshei. Amalei ana mizban zvina. So Rava was shechting. Ravina was shechting, and he wanted to shechting. He said, "Bring the knife to Rava." And he said, "Why? I'm a Tzurim Rabbanan. Why can't I see it from myself?" He said, "No, I'm selling the meat. Right? So it's not just affecting me. The implication being, right, that if it was just affecting me, so then I wouldn't have to ask permission." Okay. So the next source, the Rush. So the Rosh says, "V'ein roi l'tam chacham legal sarab b'fnei rabo l'mkei nagdor shus me rabo v'im b'nei beiso shel talmid hutzrichu l'hara." If your family needs a psak, v'shol lo ikal esavuki yishari. You have to be mesupik. Is it mutter or not? Mi d'havei adam mitzvah rabban chazal nafshei. Is it like paskin for yourself? Odil mahani mili b'dika sakin she'ino l'chvodah shel chacham. Or is only a sakin you can see yourself because it's only about kavod for chacham. V'chi hai machil kareish lo artriach sor b'merabon alavo elav. And sakin, which is only about kavod, if you're just doing it for yourself, so you don't need honor. Aval davar isra v'heter v'ilu atma asur l'horiz makom rabo v'adas no te lasur. Right? So he says, look, is it that you're not allowed to paskin even for yourself, right? Unless you're really, really the chacham in the area, or is it that look you really are allowed to paskin? You are allowed to paskin yourself and sakin. So is about kavod, and then he says, and right, can you paskin for your family? Or is it that by sakin, in the end of the day, we're more machmir because we're more makel for yourself, but isra v'heter, we even machmir for yourself, right? Right. This is the question he wants to know, right? Is the sakin, we say you're allowed to do it for yourself and not for others, but what about a regular shaila? Can you not answer it at all? Right? Or are you allowed to answer, or is it, right, is this a rule? You're even allowed to answer for yourself, right? For some reason, okay, what is going on? I have 20. Okay. So continuing, right? So the Rosh said, that what? The Rosh said that, right, ask the question, can you paskin for yourself, right, or is sakin an exception? He thinks sakin is an exception at the end of the day, and you're not allowed to paskin for yourself. F- fine. Rabbi Yerucham quotes it as well. Because of a Rashi, Yishlis Tavim Nebosa Shel Tamid Sukol Ra. If your family asks you a psag, Veshalu Mutter Kamosha Maral Bedika Sagan La Atma When Nemar Dlo Dami Kidaf Kasagan Chaino La Chodo Shel Chacham Of Chia Gavna Machal Chacham Shlo La Triach. As a Talmud Lavoi, Slava La Ra, Fil Asmo, Osir Bimakom Rav, Vadav Machras, Lasar Kach Pashat, Umuchach, Bigamar, the Erevim. So he also thinks it's Osir. And again, this is Nifsak in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, right? Aval Tarach Asmo, Shirota Lishkod, Bo Yachal Rosso Bifanav, Sharkal Ra, Fil Tarko Osir Loros Bifanav, and Shulchan Aruch, and Bene Bezos, Shaltamid Chacha, Shaltamid Shulchal Rav, Shalo, Lo Yore Lohem Bimakom Rabbo. Okay, so the Rash and Shulchan Aruch follows this, says that there is no difference, right? All the limitations that apply to Psak apply to Paskening for yourself as well. However, there is a very strong Mesorah and the Achronim that push against this. It starts with, ironically, or just sui generously, I've never seen this before, the Or HaChaim in Vayikra. I don't know why. Everyone quotes it, but they do. Chazal Darshu Sheretzon Lomar V'chiva Yom Zeh Kriven Elazar V'Samarsha Asurim La'akrav Baninos. This is where Aaron, right, paskins for himself against Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and then Nadav and Avihu paskin against Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, fine. Let's skip down. 1, 2, 3. Go to 5 lines down. By Yenir Lochiach Mikansa Vegechad Emutr El Tamed Lahoros La'atma Rabbi Makom Rabo Sharisi Laharash because of Las or Zulas Sar Sakina Shein Peda Kol Kach. The Rush says you're not allowed to. Vine Mashra Inu Shehore Aaron Halacha Zula Atman Vesarfu Chadas Mashra Shemutr. But Aaron, the way Chazal understood it, did that. Being the Rav Muvak and Moshe Aaron, right? There's no greater Rav Muvak than Moshe Aaron. I should point out, right here, we're primarily talking about paskening in terms of not just internal authority, but right, authority vis-a-vis other people. So he says, "V'ula yeshlit chod kino razu aramu." That wasn't a psak. If yimasha amru biyoma, shadon aron kavachomer mi'maisa akal, maisa akal amrater lo chalti ba'ni kodesh chomer lo kolshkein. So first he makes a huge chiddush, which is even if you right, he notes that Aaron paskin in front of Moshe. So you have two choices: either you say that what Aaron paskined is not a psak, or that it's mutter to paskin yourself in front of your Rebbe Muvak. So first he suggests the first, and he says maybe Aaron made a kal v'chomer, and anything you derive from a kal v'chomer is not a psak. Right? That's a huge chiddush. Right? That would give you a lot of latitude, right? Because it would allow you anything that I know, and if I can draw a kal v'chomer, right, I can paskin. That's a really, really big chiddush, because normally we say that what is definitely a psak, something that you derive from logic, right? Kal v'chomer is the paradigmatic logic case, and yet he suggests that that's not psak. It came in Shenamar lo Moshe din Meiser ki ilo Amar lo Moshe l'shov lo Hora hu las meklum kal Meiser chad v'kal v'chomer gom zeh mutter l'tam lo Horos kalim is the chud v'ayin v'divrei tells the Shem be'er sharaz b'yaz the chud chal. Right, so he suggests, right, so he suggests that fundamentally he thinks that you can paskin for yourself, right, and if you want to be dochet, you say, okay, you can paskin for yourself, but anything that is derived from a kal v'chomer is not considered psak. Right, those are both two big, right, chidushim that are going to give a lot of leeway to people to paskin practically for themselves. And I'll give you a chevel of achronim here who take this, despite the fact that it's against Shulchan Aruch. Take this, Kedavar Pasha. Look, for example, Shevet Alevi. And B'nai Beisr Shel Talmud Hotzer Chulo Ra Lo Yerlem Mokom Rabo. Right, so he even wants to get out of it. He says, Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Rush by saying that you can paskin for B'nai Beiso. But what does he say? He says you can't paskin for B'nai Beiso, but what doesn't he say? You can't paskin for yourself. So Rav Vosner even claims that, right, even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin, even though this doesn't seem to be right, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to be paskining based on the Rush, but he notes that he doesn't actually quote the whole Rush, he only quotes the part about your family, so maybe paskining for your family is psak, but for yourself is not. So the Gilyon Marsha, which is Shlomo Eger on Shulchan Aruch, paskins based on the Or HaChaim that we just saw, Jin Stavik Bazet and Ibrahim Atavi Val Or HaChaim Atzmo, the region Sion Kam Chidalay the Mutal Horus Atzmo, even though the Or HaChaim was Misupik Ala Torah, in the region Lezion, he paskins the Ain Begid Aram, Akhtar Alu Zulanu Miyashev, Aram Kam Chalkam Chazil and Afshe, You skip down to a few sources, right? I have the Rishon LeZion here, but he debdikas sakin, right? He paskin, jalata paskin for yourself. So why do you need a special heter for sakin? Right? Why is it you need a special heter for sakin? Says Vahi debdikas sakin, amru chacham chazan nafshei, dami la'ra, deminkar amayshu shabodik umatir, because the guf abdika hagam d'lanafshe avid haveleho ra. It's not that that's more kal. It's that you need to tell me that it's mutter to paskin on the knife, because I might have thought the opposite. Because we said, why do you have to show the knife to the Talmud Chacham? Midin kavod. Well, why would you pick checking a knife, a shechita, as the thing you would give to kavod to the Talmud Chacham for? Because it must be that that was considered something prominent, which means that that specifically, even when you paskin for yourself, is a public act, right? So he says it might be right. The rush asks the opposite way. Maybe sakin is more makil, and only there you can paskin for yourself. The Rishon LeZion, this is paskin Gerim Rashah and Ravuzner, says the opposite. No, sakin might have been more chamur, because it's about kavod, and therefore it's chashuv. But a regular psak, obviously you can paskin yourself, because it's not a psak. So if you remember, we talked about this a little bit last year, right? This chevel of the achronim already opening up a petach that maybe whatever we said about psak, as much as we've lowered the standards, right, in addition to the problems of authority, there's also problems of, right, it's pasnish, right? Where, who's right? Why do you have the right? What time is it, by the way? Now I've lost track.
59.
Okay, right, you might have also the problem of, like, who are you to paskin? So he says, well, that problem might be eliminated by paskin for yourself. But what's the exception going to be? Right? The Rishon LeZion who comes out of Kula, right, he ends up also creating a Chumrah, because he says, the only type you would not be able to are things which are automatically Minkar. So you remember last year, we talked about certain cases where you're paskin for yourself, but they're clearly a public act. Right? For example, right, someone asked last year, right, if it were true that you could paskin for yourself, could you paskin for yourself to go to a partnership minyan, right? So I said, well, obviously not, because that's a global issue. But more than that, it's clearly a public issue, right? If you want a raya for this notion that even if you're able to paskin for yourself, there's a difference between a public issue and a private issue, dafka, the person who says you'll have paskin for yourself, excludes things that are minkar, that are public, right? And if checking your shechita knife is the type of thing that's excluded, kavachor is something that really is, right? You know, there's a fight in the whole community. I gave here also the Pisachei Tshuva, paskins against it, like Shulchan Aruch, the Chavos Yair paskins Lekula, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins Lekula. Okay, so to quickly summarize, we noted that there are three types of questions you have to ask when you're figuring out whether you can paskin. One is what type of Shaila it is. Second is, are you qualified? And the third is there are there external limitations? Okay, we focus primarily on qualifications. We noted that in the time of Sanhedrin, really you need to know everything, that's the Rambam understands it, and that makes sense. Paskining globally also seems to make sense. That's the type of thing you need a full Talmud Chacham. But Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara and the Bavli and the Rashi moves in the direction, says that postures for normal Shailas, what you need is the practical ability to paskin. We saw that explicitly in the Smak, and it's mashma in the Chinuch by women paskining, and it's mashma in the, and it's explicit in the Rimigash and Pesach Tshuva, the Chadome, the Pesach Tshuva by Shulchan Aruch, and it seems to me that it's true. But even despite all of this, right, there's still certain, right, problems. Paskining takes a certain level of, right, assertion of yourself, and at some level, right, that's a level of arrogance. So is paskining yourself different? Right, the stakes are lower, it's less of a public statement. So here, the Rosh paskins, you can't do it. So Chararach explicitly says you can't for your family, which postures means he paskins like the Rosh, though some of the Achronim say no, it just means you can't paskin for your family. But really, just paskin yourself might actually be mutter as long as you're qualified. Even within that limitation, even if you do paskin that way, the Rishon LeZion notes that something which is public, right, you can't say plausibly that you're only paskin yourself, because it really is paskining for the community. And the last thing we saw, right, is that part of the way he's dochet, another way is to say that, you know, and this is on the level of what type of question you paskin, he actually suggests that something from a kamal chomer is not a psak, that I know what to do with. We'll get back to questions later in the year of, right, what does and doesn't qualify as a psak when we come back to the question of how do things work b'zman hazeh b'svarim. We will come back to it. But in the meantime, this is the ABCs of paskining for yourself. 4 seconds left in the recording, and then I have to delete something. That's fine.